Okay. We are now joined by our race-winning driver, and that is Ryan Blaney. If you have a question for Ryan, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. We'll start here with Jordan, and then work about the room.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Now that you came here and you did what everybody kind of thought you were going to do, which was win the race, can you not but help think back to a week ago?
No, I try not to think about that. Like, living in the past, if you're thinking that way, you know, we were in the spot that we were in, and our goal this weekend was try to win the race and, you know, have great momentum going into the wintertime, and, you know, understood that we, you know, weren't going for a championship, but we're going to make the best out of it. So I wouldn't say it's like bittersweet. I enjoy it just like any other win. I mean, it's great that we were able to go out and get it done today. I do find it ironic that my first win here is I'm not in the championship, but at the same time, no, I'm not, you know, beating ourselves up over what happened last week. Like, we're going to enjoy this one just as much as we could. And, cause it was a goal for this weekend.
And when you won the championship that year, that was the first time a driver won the championship here in this format without winning the race.
Yeah. Yeah. Now there's two. Happy to be part of one of them at least.
Well, stay up in that area. There you go.
Brian Twining, Best Sports Media Group. First, over here, Ryan. First of all, congratulations on the win. With all the tire issues that both Chevrolet and Toyota were experiencing, was there any worry from a Ford perspective?
I think there's always worry. I think everybody worried going into the race because there was a lot of tire issues in practice. We didn't experience any in our camp, but there's always that kind of thought lingering in the back of your mind. I didn't want to shortcut the dog leg on the start of the race. So I was talking to Hosovar before the race, cause he and I were fifth and sixth. I was like, hey, I'm going to stay on the racetrack if you're okay with staying on the racetrack. And we did. And I got put three wide cause someone cut the dog leg. But I was like, I don't want to blow a tire. And, but then when the initial start happened, everyone went down there. We didn't see many failures. I don't think there was a failure in the first run of the race. That made me a little bit more confident of like, okay, I can go down here. But yeah, just flirting with air pressure. You know, these guys are, you know, that's the kind of the game. How low can you get? Just helps long run speed and it helps grip. But there's a kind of a basement, you know, and we saw that. You know, a couple champ guys blew one. I think 19 and 24 blew one. The 5 blew one as well. Yeah. So yeah, I think it was always in my mind, but fortunately it didn't happen for us.
Come up here to Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. I think David Reagan blew a tad, had the issue here in the SMT or in the WFT test, yeah. Right? So, like, do you have any idea if the fact that you guys that knowledge helped you guys at all today?
Yeah, I think a little bit. You know, everybody's, like I said earlier, like everyone's flirting with it. We've blown a couple this year at Vegas. I mean, that was blew left front in the race. You know, blew one at Kansas in the playoffs. You know, it's just where do you think you're comfortable with the basement? And that wheel force test is kind of a test that you play with all that stuff. Every team, every manufacturer plays with that at the test. And, you know, it's not just air pressure, it's cambers and stuff like that that kind of play a factor in it. And I think here is just such an unknown because you got that dog leg that puts just tons of shock load on the tire and you don't really know. There's not a lot of data for that. So, but yeah, I think we learned a little bit from that wheel force test with David and the Ford camp of like, here's our basement and let's kind of stay away from that. And fortunately for us, I don't think any of the Fords had tire issues, at least not in the Penske camp. So yeah, I think that's what those tests are for. You learn.
And is there kind of a two-part question. Were you trying to be aware of where Larson and Hamlin were on that final restart, knowing that they might do, that they're going for a title? And also, do you have any, I mean, is there any feeling for just feeling bad for Hamlin or just seeing him have that type of race and not winning the title?
Yeah, I was aware where those guys were at. You know, Timmy told me, like, you know, I knew the five was restarting. You know, I think I was third. I knew he was restarting like sixth. And I knew the 11 had four and he was like 10th or something, or maybe lined up ninth. And so I was aware of where those couple guys were, but I was so close to the front that I wasn't around them too much. Like, I didn't have to go up and pass them and put them in that spot. I just had to try to figure out how to get by the guys on old stuff. And then, yeah, as far as the 11 camp, I mean, you know, there's part of me that does feel bad for that group, right? I mean, they had a great race car. I think there were some runs of the race where he was a little better than us. There were some runs where I was a little bit better. I thought we were the two best cars. And, yeah, I mean, had the race locked up and the 24 blew a tire. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. It's just unfortunate racing luck, you know, of that happening that time when he had it locked up. So, yeah, I mean, you do have to feel for that group and Denny doing a good job all day and it's just not playing out for him. And but that is racing. It sucks sometimes, but, you know, they can hang their head about it, but they should be very proud of the effort that they put in today. They had the fastest race car here, and just one of those things where it just doesn't work out. But it looked like it was going to go in his favor today, and unfortunately for him, it didn't.
Was there a question over here? Yep. Well.
Eddie Kalegi Motorsports today. Congrats on the win.
Thanks.
Obviously, it's hard not to think what if, but you end up getting the win here anyway, and you had a great year. So how do you use something like this closing out the season with the fact that you have a short off season right back to February and use it as momentum into next year?
Yeah. I'm very, very proud of our year. You know, I know we didn't make this weekend and fighting for a championship, but, you know, I felt like our team in 24 was stronger than what we were in 23. And I feel like this year we were even better than what we were last year. Just camaraderie, you know, around the 12 car and all the guys working together and just building trust and belief in each other. That's all I've always tried to look for is like, how is our 15 or so guys operating together? Like, are we communicating well? Are we giving all the effort that we can be giving through the week and on the weekend? And that part is just getting better and better. So I'm really lucky to be part of such a great group with my 12 car and also all of Team Penske. You know, they just done a fantastic job. So yes, I would have liked to have run for a championship, but I understand, like, it just didn't work out for us. Like, we were great. I thought this team was great, but it just didn't really play out to where we had a shot at it. And that's, you have to live with that type of stuff. But I'm very proud of this whole group. It's great to go out with a win and carry some momentum into next year. And we'll look at some things, you know, that we think we can improve. And that's all you can do. You just kind of try to keep building better and better every single year, no matter if it was a great year or a terrible year. You just always try to get better.
And on that last restart, you had the championship guys. You also had people on old tires in front of you. And we saw how crazy that was in the truck race on Friday. So just how did you navigate all that through those final two laps?
Yeah. I knew, you know, I came off first on two tires and there was a handful of guys on two before the guys on four. And there was three guys who stayed out. And tires wore a lot today. So I knew those guys were going to be struggling. The guys who stayed out, Brad and Priest and Bowman. And I didn't go as low as Heim did in the truck race in one and two, but I tried to shortcut on the apron, try to get away as much as I could. But yeah, it was just a matter of kind of hitting the bottom and making sure I left room for the couple guys I was racing. I knew the five was out there. I wanted to leave room when we were three wide with Priest and him. I didn't want to be the guy who, you know, is a huge, like, costing a guy a championship, right? Because I try to be respectful of all those guys. I raced them with a lot of respect today, and just because that's what I expect. But, yeah, the last corner was crazy. I just kind of went down the backstretch, like, just wrapped the line, and you're going to have the drive off, and it might be enough to get there. And fortunately, it was. So, yeah, it was a good call by Jonathan. Put two on it, keep us in the ball game, and had the car enough to do it. It's kind of ironic that we won it on a restart because my restarts were terrible all day. I couldn't go. Those guys were so much better than me for probably 15 laps or so. And then I could get moving and start working my way forward. But gosh, my pit crew gave me the lead like twice today. And I just got driven around. I just didn't have the grip that some of those guys had. I had a long run car, but pretty ironic we won it on a restart after having a shitty restarting day.
I'm Chopper Motorsports Today. Congrats on the win, first off. You kind of touched on this at the very beginning about not living in the past, but you've literally finished second in this race for the previous 3 years. So is there any extra sense of relief or accomplishment that you take from this, or is it just, like you said, another win?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to finally get in victory lane here after being so close for a number of years. Those things kind of stick in your brain a little bit. Like, man, we've had a shot to win at these certain places, you know, a handful of times, and we just haven't really been able to get the job done. And it's nice when you can finally, you know, do it and break through and win at a track where you've had one of the best cars for the last handful of years. So, I don't know if it's like a huge relief off our shoulders. I'm just proud that we were in it today and this whole weekend and brought our best stuff, even though we weren't a part of the championship. And we're determined to try to end the year for Ford and Team Penske with a win. And fortunately, we were able to do that. We did a great job.
We'll go out of the back to Jonathan. You're good? Anything else for Ryan? Beautiful.
Sweet.
Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you all.
Enjoy the offseason.
Enjoy y'all's offseason as well.